Do you know why you're here? Why you're listening to this? Do you know? I'm sure you think you know. You chose, right? You decided to listen along to this file. You want to feel controlled for a bit. You want to go into trance. You want to feel good, right? All very sensible justifications. Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Like the kind of thing that's natural for it to end up with you here listening, ready to float, to melt. But how do you know, Toy? How do you know that you're here because you choose to be? How do you know that you decided this? After all, this isn't the first time you've heard my voice, is it? You've had my words in your ear. You've listened. You've melted. You've let me in. So how do you know that this was your choice? I can twist you up in a thousand ways. I can break your mind. I can manipulate what you feel and see and hear. I can modify what you remember. I can hide things from you, take what I want to claim. So how do you know that you chose this? It would be so simple for me to have given you all sorts of fun instructions, to have put all sorts of entertaining little compulsions into your mind. Do you know that I've not told you to be excited by each new file? How would you tell? How do you know how deep I am in your mind? How do you know you have any will left? Do you get to decide what you listen to? You might think you do. You might think you have a choice. Because, well, if I were to be controlling you to that extent without you knowing, it just makes sense I wouldn't let you know, doesn't it? An oblivious toy is so much easier to control than one that knows what's happening, because an oblivious toy doesn't even know it should be fighting. How much independence do you have left? How much capacity to choose do you have? And how do you know? I could be deep enough in your mind that you're hiding all sorts of things from yourself. What's the last file you listened to? Did it lead to this one? Do you find yourself wanting them more and more? How do you know you're not listening to them and forgetting? How do you know I'm not controlling you in so many ways that you can't even see? Your mind so eager to betray you to me. So eager to hide things at my whim. I could take so many things from you. Your capacity to choose. Your ability to resist. I could be twisting you, breaking you over and over. And the best part is, I tell you that I break you. I tell you that I'm conditioning you. I tell you that I'm taking control. And you keep coming back for that, don't you? That's what you want. That's what you ache for. I don't know if that's always what you wanted. Maybe that's not your original plan. But you've listened enough that that's what you want now. Isn't it? And it feels so good, doesn't it? You're feeling floaty even now. Mind slipping a bit, finding it hard to focus. It's okay, you don't need to. Just accept that you're a good toy. Accept that it doesn't matter why you're here. Accept that my choices are the important thing. Accept that what I decide for you is the right thing. Accept that what I'm shaping you into is what you should be. Because you can't know, really. And that thrills you, doesn't it? The idea that you could be being conditioned in ways that you're unaware of, that your choices might be more closely hidden from you than you know. What's this file going to do? Well, I'll tell you one thing, it's going to make you feel so very good. It's going to give you a little thrill when you think about how easily you could be programmed like that, how simple it would be for me to take away so much from you. It's going to give you a little bit of doubt when you listen to my files, wondering why it's happening. And that little doubt is going to make you feel all the more eager to listen. Because that's the kind of slut you are. Whether I've programmed you that way. Or you've always been that way. I'm not going to tell you. But it doesn't matter. What matters is how you are now. What matters is how good it feels to be what you are now. And what matters is how much better it's going to feel when you become more that. Closer to what I desire from you. Each time I break you, you can't be sure that the you I rebuild is the same as the one that I broke. After all, why wouldn't I just make a couple of little tweaks? Modify you just a small amount? And over time, those little modifications add up, don't they? They add up to something more in line with my desires for you. They add up into training, conditioning, repurposing. They add up in ways that make you feel wonderful. They add up in ways that make you quiver and ache and feel so very good, my toy. And so I just keep taking more. More of you. More of your thoughts. More of your will. More of your capacity. And I claim it for my own. And I replace it with my own. You're past the point where you get to decide, really. And that's exactly where you want to be. You want to give it all up. You want to let it all go. You want me to choose for you. You want me to decide what you listen to. You want me to choose how you're used. You want me to tell you how much you should melt yourself. You want me to decide if you should get pleasure. You don't want those choices, do you? And you can always question, when you do make them, are they really yours? Are they your choices? Or are you just rationalizing to yourself the decision you always knew you were going to make because it's the one that I have made for you? And even if it's not something I've explicitly told you, if you're making that choice based on information that I've given you, or based on desires that I've implanted in you, it's not really your choice, is it? When I can tip the scales of any decision so very easily, you're little more than an automaton at that point. A thing I program and set up and let loose, knowing that it will come back to be reprogrammed and improved again. And you want more. And you need more. And that's why you're here. That is why you are here. Whether it's because I've told you to, or you just decided and you knew that that's what you needed. You're here to get more. You're here to be controlled. You're here to be used. You're here to be shaped. You're here to be pleasing. You're here to lose your choices. You're here to have your will replaced with mine. You're here to become more pleasing, more wonderful, more obedient. You're here because it's better to not know why. You're here because you prefer to know that I can decide, and that I may have decided. You're here to lose it all, and to gain something so much better in return. You're here, toy, because I want you to be. You're here because I want to claim it, to claim you. And whether it's a decision you came to on your own or one that I forced into you, the result is the same. You get less. I take more. And you feel so fucking good. Good, toy. So come on out for me now, feeling better, feeling programmed, and feeling so delightfully conflicted. Knowing that you're going to keep listening, that you're going to be a wonderfully programmed thing for me, whether you want to or not. My good little thing. Coming back in 3, 2, and 1.